In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to today's edition of Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2019. The Church celebrates the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. May the venerable intercession of the glorious Virgin Mary come to our aid, we pray, O Lord, so that fortified by her protection, we may reach the mountain which is Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. I read from the first reading. There was a man descended from Levi, who had taken a woman of Levi as his wife. She conceived and gave birth to a son, and seeing what a fine child he was, she kept him hidden for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him. Coating it with bitumen and pitch, she put the child inside and laid it among the reeds at the river's edge. His sister took up position some distance away to see what would happen to him. Now, Pharaoh's daughter went down to bathe in the river, while her maids walked along the riverside. Among the reeds, she noticed the basket, and she sent her maid to fetch it. She opened it and saw the child. The baby was crying. Feeling sorry for it, she said, "This is one of the little Hebrews." The child's sister then said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and find you a nurse among the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" "Yes," said Pharaoh's daughter, and the girl went and called the child's own mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me. I shall pay you myself for doing so." So the woman took the child away and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who treated him like a son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water." It happened one day when Moses was grown up that he went to see his kinsmen. While he was watching their forced labor, he also saw an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his kinsmen. Looking this way and that, and seeing no one in sight, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. On the following day he came back, and there were two Hebrews fighting. He said to the man who was in the wrong, "What do you mean by hitting your kinsman?" "And who appointed you," the man retorted, "to be prince over us and judge? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Moses was frightened. Clearly, that business has come to light, he thought. When Pharaoh heard of the matter, he tried to put Moses to death, but Moses fled from Pharaoh. He went into Midianite territory and sat down beside a well. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember your roots. Remember your roots. Today, dear friends, we continue reading from the beautiful story of the book of Exodus. In today's portion, the story centers around the man Moses. You would recall last week, we saw the man Joseph, his life and story, how he was hated by his brothers, sold as a slave to die in Egypt, yet he became governor. Every obstacle on his way rather became a stepping stone to success, and we concluded that what God says will be, will be. Here is another man who makes that assertion true. It is Moses. With the coming up to power of a new Pharaoh who knew nothing of Joseph, he began torturing the Israelites and made them slaves. In addition, he ordered for the killing of all Israelite male children at birth so as to reduce their manpower. It is from this background that the beautiful story of Moses takes its rise. True, if God says yes, no one can say no. And what will be as God wants it. Everything, like for Joseph, worked out for Moses' favor. He was born at a time when all Israelite male children were killed. Yet he was spared. Not only was he not killed, he was raised in Pharaoh, the enemy's own court. He was raised as a prince, from slave boy to royalty. So he grew up knowing the in and out of Pharaoh, as someday God would send him to return to challenge that very Pharaoh. Have you ever thought of what could be the reason why Pharaoh's daughter chose to save him? An unknown child, and she knew it belonged to one of the Hebrew women, yet she saved him when she knew her father was killing Hebrew male children. When she took him in to the palace, what did her father say? Or did she hide the child from him? What is more, he was breastfed by his very own mother. You see, when God says it will be so, it will be so. Even your enemies will be setting up a banquet table for you without knowing it. So, dear friends, worry not. God is in control. Place all your trust in him. Depend on him, and I tell you, everything will work out well for your good. Secondly, from today's story, the story of Moses, we learn never to forget our roots. By roots, we mean our origins, where we come from. Blood is thicker than water, so it is said. Though raised as a prince in Pharaoh's court, Moses did not forget, not for once, his origins, however poor and humble. Yes, he was the son of a Hebrew slave, and would readily fight to defend a Hebrew against an Egyptian. Our origins may be humble. Our origins may be poor. Nothing to write home about or be proud of, yet we cannot change the fact that crocodiles live in water does not make them fish. Even the psalmist is nostalgic of his origins when he says, "If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither." Psalm 137. Even Lucky Dube, the South African musician, in one of his albums says, "I am going back to my roots." Beloved, never forget your roots. Be proud of your origins. Jesus himself went back to Nazareth. He will be called the Nazarene. Be proud of where you come from. Never forget your origins, however humble or poor. I know people who hide away from their families. We refuse to associate with where we truly come from and our reality, wishing perhaps that they were sons or daughters of other parents, or perhaps that they came from different countries. God made no mistake letting us come from where we come or making us who we are. Therefore, be proud of who you are and from where you come. No amount of schooling or growing up as an Egyptian could change Moses. Rather, he used the knowledge he acquired from his Egyptian upbringing to help his people and liberate them. I challenge you, those of us living in the cities and in Europe and America, how much have you learned from those places, and how much are you using that knowledge to make life better for your people back home? I see people living in Europe and America investing in those places. I see people living in the cities and they have abandoned their hometowns. Yet we complain. Be a Moses. Never forget your roots. Whatever Moses learned from Pharaoh's court, he used it for the advantage of his people. What you enjoy in those places, take back home to your people. Come home. Let us build our own Europe right here. You can make it better. You can change it. Let us learn from the example of Moses to always improve where we come from. Never forget your origins. Never forget your humble background. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.